Get up with Joel and Jules on Heat 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Yeah, so last week we did men versus women.
That's right.
Just with certain things that science says are different between the two.
Yeah.
Today we're going with height.
Yes.
I seen something that said taller people are more intelligent than shorter.
Well, who said that exactly? That's what a study has shown.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, that's
we're not going
right.
to get into that. I know.
Yeah, this we're just going to prove it wrong
put my
or
back
right
up
today.
On I know.
That's right, because I can't get too deep into those things.
No, I get
because everything contradicts everything. So
I
we're just
it.
Going with that. Okay. So we've got the lovely Nay in studio with us this morning. Hey, Nay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, good morning, Nay.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous that I'm not going to be smart enough for this.
I think you will be. I think you will be. We need to put a disclaimer out right now. I have not seen the questions or the answers, and neither have you.
No. Okay. I've been trying to peek, but
I've been a really good quiz master today, and I've double-checked every question is correct, and I'm ready to go, guys.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, no, you don't go without something, too. There's prizes for you, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
What we need, though, is your names as your buzzers.
Thank you.
And you've got to say that first.
Joel!
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
She's fast on it.
First question. This is actually going to be multi-choice, so I'll give you the three options.
You better get this right, Quizmaster.
What year was Google founded? Was it A, 1988, B, 1998, C, 1990.
Nay.
Go, Nay. You're in.
1998.
Nah.
Damn it!
Joel, what do you think?
1988.
Nah.
Oh, damn it, I nearly said 1990.
Boom!
It's 1998.
Really? I said 1998.
No, you
didn't. No, you said 1990.
Yeah. No, you... Hey, so
yeah,
is that right,
that
though? See, we both would have thought that that occurred in the late 80s or early 90s. Is that legit? We need to question you, Quizmaster.
It is. I Googled
I
it.
I
as if Google, Google can't get it wrong about its own history.
Let's go.
Okay, so that is zero for the shorties and zero for the tallies.
That's right.
Okay, second question. What is the national language of India?
Joel.
Go, Joel.
Is it Hindu?
Hindi.
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 Yeah, you get that. You get that.
What do you mean?
The tall people. Because,
yeah, well, I said it.
But she didn't say nay, and I was close.
She corrected you.
I corrected you because it was going to go to me anyway.
Okay. Oh, Nay's coming into the studio with some sass.
Yes.
Okay, Quizmaster, you get the final say, and I'll go with whatever you say. So she's got it?
A tall person point.
All right, she's got it.
Okay.
All right.
Last question. Okay. Which country was the first to give women the vote?
Nay. This is tough. I think I know it, but I don't at the same time.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Okay, what was it, Joel?
I know this. My father told me when I was younger, and now it's getting outside of my brain. It's not coming forward. It would have been... It's one of the Scandinavian. It is. It's Norway or Switzerland.
Come on. What's your answer?
It's Norway.
Nah, it's New Zealand.
Oh. I had no idea.
Oh, well, I just thought, yeah.
In 1893.
Look at you. You're just happy that you know the answers and you don't care about...
I just nailed the quiz, guys.
Okay. Well,
so that
thank
means
you.
Tall people win.
That means tall people are more intelligent than short people, just judging by our quiz today.
Yeah.
So that science was proven right.
Educating Joel with Joel and Jules.
Hello, my name is Joel. I'm 34 years of age. I've only been in the one relationship and I like long walks on the beach and I like to watch The Notebook.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people love The Notebook.
I know you do as well.
I do, yeah.
And I also like to get advice from tools because I have only ever been in the one relationship. We do it every week.
Mm-hmm. So what is it this week? It's a relationship question.
It is a very big relationship question because it's just sprung up on me. A couple of years ago, a very good girlfriend of mine, Natalie, I don't think she's listening, hit.com.au, she could be streaming, but her boyfriend at the time cheated on her.
Yeah.
Went into a cubicle with a girl and fooled around.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
How far were they into their relationship?
Oh, they were about 2 years deep.
Okay, yeah, so it was serious.
And he did it in front of all her friends, including me. And I was the first one to be able to tell her and just sort of say to her, hey, this is what went down. You weren't here.
Yeah.
She, like, was going through this massive conundrum of what to do, whether to stay with him because she truly found love or whether to leave him because she couldn't trust him again.
Sure.
Let's fast forward a couple of years, and that's why the conversation's coming up.
Okay.
I spoke to her last night. She's having her firstborn with him. They're married. It's going beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Therefore, so, the question is,
yeah.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, or can guys need that release, and I'm not making excuses, and detach themselves, can it be forgiven?
Well, he hasn't done it again, has he?
Hasn't done it again?
Yeah. And I think the fact that, because I was going to ask...
It's getting deep.
Did he tell her that it was you? You said that you're the one that told her.
Look, we gave him time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted
the opportunity.
Her to hear it from him, but he just didn't have the balls at those first couple of nights when it was fresh. And I went to her and I had to tell her, sure, it could have been a dog act, don't dog the boys, but I've been friends with her longer than I was with
sure.
him. It didn't matter to me whether it was boy or girl. She needed to know.
Yeah, 100%. I always believe in honesty as
well. Yeah.
Honesty is the best option.
Sure.
I think in that situation, it doesn't matter. It can go either two ways. Just because you're the one that's told her, because she needs to be aware of it.
Of course she
that's
does.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to find out the truth always reveals itself in one way or another.
That's right.
And the fact that she chose to work through it and went, I'm going to trust this guy, then that's fine. So it doesn't matter. I think it depends on the individual. It depends on the person. You can't say it in every
in a generalisation.
It happens in relationships. You can either go one or two ways, but at least you know. But if you do choose to stay, then you have to get over the trust thing. You have to let that go.
And that's what took her so long.
Yeah.
And that's why she would be calling on her friends for advice, but really she couldn't turn to anyone because she was in her own corner. I mean, no one could really tell her what to do. She needed to get over that and feel something strong towards him after the fact.
100%.
Now but, they're having a kid.
Yeah, and that's really great news. So she's obviously let that go because a lot of the time it sucks in a relationship because you can't trust a person.
No.
You've got insecurities from then on. It affects things. If one person goes out, you're always worried or something
that's
like
right.
that. You, 100% have to let everything go and go, okay, fresh start, no looking back.
That's right.
This is us and this is who we are. And that's great that they've been able to work that out.
Right across the Coffs Coast, this is Educating Joel. Anytime I do see that girl that he cheated on her with.
Yeah.
I give her death stares.
But why? It's him. He was in the relationship.
Both of them.
She was in a relationship too.
Yeah, she was in a relationship
okay.
as well. They both did the dirty
yeah.
on their current partners. And don't worry, I wasn't
Look,
happy with
stuff
him too.
It happens. And
yeah,
that's
I
the
know.
Thing. Sometimes it doesn't
Especially
matter.
Especially in cubicles.
How you deal
a lot of
with
things happen
things.
In cubicles.
Yeah.
No, they do. It's where you pick up people.
Yeah,
just well, around the amenities. But
that's really so unhygienic.
It is. Make sure you wash your hands. And the Hoey Moe sponsors of the Billabong Osgrum Cup. Check it out at Park Beach. Some of the most talented young surfers going around. Lee Winkler knows a thing or two about that. And, mate, I feel like I know you already, even though we haven't met. You're a man about town, Lee.
I think I'm doing good things for children. And, trying not to piss too many people off.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we spoke to Oki, and Oki's real excited. He's got his son in the competition. Do you have kids in this comp as well, Lee?
Yeah, I've got my eldest son, Hunter. He's in the, what is he in? He's in the 12 boys.
Excellent. And is there a lot of pressure, mate? Is it easy? Oki mentioned that there is pressure when he's watching Jay. Do you feel that pressure there?
Oh, I think so. I think when you're young, when they're a little bit younger and they're doing it on their own and they're little, you know, it is, you know, you're feeling, you know, you're paddling out against strong oceans and you feel sorry for them. But look, you know, if that's what they're passionate about and they want to be out in the ocean more. I have an old rule, if you can't get out there, you shouldn't be out there. So it's a bit tough just to watch that, but he's a bit older now and he can get out and fend for himself. So it's nice to see him come in and have a smile on his face. And, you know, it's all about learning if you lose. You know, it's all about life. We don't win every day. And
that's right.
You just try and, you know, steer him in the right way.
Nice.
I've been telling Joel how great the board riders are and as a community and as a club. So we need to get about it and support you guys. How can we support you?
Oh, look, you know, I think you guys do a wonderful job. We do have
thank you.
A couple of things in the pipeline down the track, and if we can help raise some money in some stage to do the development things we want to do for our kids, we'll definitely, you know, that'll come to fruition at some stage. But making sure the kids kids hear about, you know, the opportunity to join a club and go surfing and have a happy lifestyle. You know, if you guys can spread that, the gospel on surfing, that's as good a job as anyone can do this year.
So the other thing that we spoke to Oki about was the fact that the big giant surfboard that people broke the record on.
That's right.
It's in Queensland. The record's been broken for the most amount of surfers riding the one board on a wave. And he said that he knows where that big giant surfboard is and he would help us get it here so we can all break that record. And, of course, the board riders, you guys, all your surfers, we need 67 surfers to get on it.
Well, 67, well, that's about a quarter of our board riders club, so I'm sure we could get a quarter of the members on top of it. Is it run by a motor, that one, or is it all paddle-powered?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know finer details. All we know is that we need wins in life, like you mentioned before. This is a win we can get for Coffs Harbour, Lee. We can do this together.
This is a world record.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think we can. I think there's another world record. I think that record's with how many surfers on one surfboard, but there's another one where how many surfers on one wave. And there's no better location than the Jetty Foreshores. I know it's not the greatest ride in the world, but in terms of surfers standing up on a whitewash, I reckon that's an 800-metre beach. I'm sure we could get 600 surfers on that beach, all standing up on one whitewash. That'd be pretty impressive, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, so what do you reckon comes first, the big board or the more the surfers? Because we'll get our priorities set and we can have one as the backup plan.
We're probably looking at a little bit more injury with 67... Well, let's say 68 surfers on
blood, sweat, and tears, Lee.
So we might do the jetty thing first, so we're all still injury free, and then we'll jump straight onto the on the one board.
Okay,
excellent, Lee. And before we let you go, we encourage everyone to get down to the Billabong Oz Cup, obviously. But just off air, Tools goes to me, and it's the big swinging people of Coffs Harbour. She goes, "Yep, Lee, he's got the same place of the property that I'm at that you've invested in." Have a listen to you guys. It's the big swingers of the Coffs Coast. What's going on, Lee?
Yeah, well, I hope she doesn't keep me up all night with the racket she carries on with. But
you'll be
Yeah, well, I think we'll be good neighbours and, you know, I look forward to that complex getting completed and, you know, living that lifestyle down at Park Beach.
Absolutely. Don't worry. We'll be there loud, mate. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Excellent. Thanks again for the support and, hopefully talk to you guys the next couple of days.